This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
CNN reported that a Springfield, Illinois TV station switched its code red weather alerts to something that sounds less alarming after its own weatherman criticized the language as misleading. WICS meteorologist Joe Crane slammed the station's code red alerts for failing to recognize that not all storms are created equal. His criticism came after viewers complained that repeated code red severe weather warnings caused needless panic and were getting old. And I think this is an example of something we see especially in television, maybe in commercial radio, maybe on websites. You try and play up something, you know, to get people to pay attention, and you're going overboard. And meteorology is part of journalism, and I think you need to be sticking to the facts rather than sensationalizing stuff through your weather forecasts.
Yeah, and I applaud this journalist or the meteorologist.
Mm-hmm.
They're very closely related, if not one and the same, for sticking to his guns and standing up for what he believes in. I mean, when you hear code red, to me, that is I need to gather my dog, get my belongings, and rush to my basement because the tornado is imminent or whatever the bad storm is, right?
Right.
It implies immediate action. And sure, there's going to be times when you have that, but not every storm, right? If we have a severe thunderstorm watch or warning, it might not warrant a code red, right? There should probably be a big variety of different ways that they talk about storms.
There actually are, and it's the National Weather Service, and you just demonstrated there might be a severe thunderstorm watch, which means conditions might be ripe for a severe thunderstorm. A severe thunderstorm warning means that a storm has been spotted either by spotters or by radar, and there are certain factors that come along with a severe thunderstorm warning, which would be different than a tornado warning, so on and so forth. These things already exist. I don't know why a station needs to create its own language for stuff that already exists.
Well, the answer is they don't, and they shouldn't. This is bordering on the sensational, if it isn't already. Leveraging and eyeing the public and being straightforward and giving them the facts was sufficient enough. And to add this to the equations, certainly unnecessary. And again, I just think it's somewhat bordering on, if not completely sensationalizes the news as it is.
Yeah, and I think that this is a situation. I mean, this was a Sinclair-owned station, right? And they've shown time and time again that there's not much of a line in their view behind their business perspective, their business desires, and journalistic desires. And we know local weather is pretty much still the main reason why people tune in to watch the local news, right? That is the number one driving force to tune in to watch it. So when you start branding everything as code red, that's also just trying to, I can't see it as anything more than an attempt to draw viewers to that day's episode.
That's all I see it as. I think it's just an attempt by a corporate attempt to make a business decision and to try to draw viewers into, and again, it's trying to it's very hasty. It's very, again, bordering on sensationalism, and I think it's irresponsible to some extent.
Well, I would imagine if you have multiple stations in a market, they're all going to have pretty much the same weather forecast, and they're going to issue watches and warnings at appropriate times. So yeah, the station is trying to set itself apart from the others, but I think it's going over the top there. Certainly there must be other ways if you want to try to differentiate your weather coverage. There must be other ways of doing it than creating these phony names and these false senses of alarm.
The thing that I worry about with this is if everything starts getting branded as a code red, as they were doing, then it kind of becomes like that story of the boy who cried wolf, right? Mm-hmm. You keep hearing code red. Oh, it wasn't that bad this time. So when there actually is something that warrants a true code red situation, people are less likely to react.
Absolutely. And it's something that we have to be careful, especially with some of the extreme weather and extreme flooding and rainfall that we've had and people underestimating what's going on here. And so this is not helping their cause in any way, shape, or form or the public service that they provide.
Do you both consider meteorology to be journalism, the meteorologist to be journalist, and what role then do they play in the course of the newscast beyond perhaps just reading information from the National Weather Service?
I would. I think in their own way. They are providing information. They are responsible for questioning it, verifying it with their technology and their knowledge, and they're presenting it and broadcasting it, printing it, publishing it, what have you, their information. So, yes, to answer your question, I think so. And so they need to be held up to the same regard and requirements that a journalist would.
I would 100% agree with you, and I think that they also have this added responsibility and duty to inform the public about what everything means, right? So explaining to the audience, what is a funnel cloud? What does it mean when we say tornado watch or tornado warning or hail size? What kind of damage can be caused? Something that the average person wouldn't get from looking at the Weather Channel on their computer and just trying to see what the forecast was, right? Right, which is what journalists do. They take this information, they do their research, and then they break it down into a way that's digestible for the average viewer.
Yeah, and you were talking, Patrick, about how popular the weather forecast is and what important part it is of a newscast. In Chicago, on WGN, they have the meteorologist Tom Skilling, who's really well-known and respected. And not only does he do forecast on WGN-TV, but he gets a whole page in the Chicago Tribune every day explaining weather stuff. So to play off of what you're talking about, how popular this sort of stuff is, the fact that he gets a whole page mm-hmm. in a paper as large as the Chicago Tribune tells you how, important and popular that can be. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.